Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. We certainly hope that you're having a fantastic week so far. This past Sunday, we kicked off our Build series where we're looking at the life of Nehemiah, and we began, which makes sense, in Nehemiah chapters 1 and 2. And there were so many great things that we learned about Nehemiah and his vision to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. But the thing that I thought was most important for our time this past Sunday was the reality that Nehemiah depended on God. We see this both in chapter 1 and in chapter 2, where anytime Nehemiah is about to have a significant conversation or even make a significant decision, he is always turning to the Lord in prayer. Now, obviously, everyone everywhere is completely dependent upon God, whether we realize it or not, but it's also true that you and I have the privilege as believers in Jesus of cultivating that attitude of dependence, and that attitude of dependence is both cultivated and expressed by particular actions. And there are more than two, but the two that I want to mention to you this morning are time in prayer and time in God's word. If you're curious about becoming or interested in becoming the kind of person who is dependent on God, which we all are anyway, I want to encourage you to find ways to increase your time in God's word and time in prayer. And my encouragement is always, no matter where you are with your time on a daily basis in God's word and in prayer, I would just say add 5 minutes. We all have 5 minutes somewhere in our day. And so I want to challenge you to add 5 minutes of time in God's word and prayer. And specifically, I want to talk to you for just a few moments about a way that you can have meaningful times in prayer. And so I'm going to give you three words. It's reflect, respond, request. Reflect, respond, request. Because I think the challenge a lot of us have when we go to God in prayer is that we maybe feel like we're just saying the same thing the same way at the same time, sometimes even, and it becomes boring. And there's a great book called Praying the Bible by Donald Whitney, which I would certainly encourage you to check out. It's mercifully short. It's like 80 some pages. It's great. And he talks about how, you know, when you're talking to your spouse, you get to have a different conversation on a daily basis. But he said, imagine talking to, you know, your favorite superstar or your spouse or someone that you adore, but you're only allowed to say the same thing every single time. Well, obviously that would get boring pretty quickly. And so I want to encourage you, if you really struggle to find kind of meaningful times of prayer, to tinker with this reflect, respond, request method. It's not the only one. It's probably not even the best one, but it's a good one. And so reflect is where we enter our time of prayer and we're simply going to reflect on or think on who God is and what he has done. And so you start off and you say, Heavenly Father, and then you start to think about and talk to him about how he's good and he provides for you. Obviously, he ultimately provided for us by sending his son, Jesus. Jesus died for us. Jesus lives again. And you reflect, you remember, you think on those things. And then as you're doing that, you're responding to God. You're responding to God with rejoicing and who he is and what he has done. And you're also responding to God with repentance, because as you reflect on how great he is, it also reminds you of your sinfulness, whether it's your kind of baseline sinfulness or particular sins that you've committed recently. And as you're reflecting on God, on his grace and his love and his mercy, but also his holiness and his wrath, you repent and you thank God for the forgiveness that we have in Christ. And when I talk to people about their prayer lives, what I find is most of them skip this part and they get straight to the requesting part, which is great and we're supposed to do. But I want to challenge you, don't skip what I would say is the best part of prayer, where we reflect on who God is and what he has done, specifically through Christ, but in all of his word. And we respond to that by rejoicing and repenting, rejoicing and repenting. But then, yes, we get to make requests of this great God who loves us. And then there, the only challenge I would give to you is, it's really easy to make all of our requests wrapped around what I would call me and mine, me and mine. So me, 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 God help me, help me, help me. And again, that's great. You should do that. Ask God to help you. I need God's help. I ask God to help me every day. And then mine, my family, my life group, my friends, like the people that are mine, so to speak, like that I would consider my closest friends, like ask God for all of those things. But I would encourage you to also add mission to me and mine. And so, yes, ask God for me and mine, but don't forget to add mission. Hey God, there are believers in other parts of the world who are being persecuted right now. God, please bless them and keep them safe. God, thank you for their steadfastness under persecution. God, your word tells us that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. God, please send workers into the harvest. God, make me one of those workers. God, send me out into the harvest to proclaim the gospel, which reminds me of my one. God, thanks for my one, the one that I'm praying for that doesn't quite yet know you yet. God, please save them. God, please give me opportunities to share the gospel with them and to see them respond in faith and repentance. God, please help me with that. And so I want to encourage you that Nehemiah depended on God. And whether we know it or not, we do too. And we can cultivate and express that dependence through time in the word and time in prayer. And specifically as you're praying, I would encourage you to try, reflect, respond, request. And when you get to that requesting part, which we all like, go beyond me and mine. And add mission to that as well. Because when you read God's word, you see that he cares about you and yours very, very much. But he also cares about the mission of Christ, that people would know Jesus and love Jesus. So let's take a moment and pray now and ask God to help us with this. Now, Father in heaven, we praise you that even as we open our lips to talk to you now, you hear us and you love us. Father, please help each of us to be reminded daily that we are entirely dependent upon you. And God, help us to both cultivate and express that dependence through time in the word and time in prayer. Father, we love you and we're so humbled that you, through Christ, love us. We pray all of these things in his holy name. Amen. We want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.